change your haircut. Oh, it looks good anyway. I kinda wonder where you got it. Not doubt you even paid. Your right side of my neck still smells like you.
Oh my gosh. So I am here with the Atlanta singer-songwriter that everyone says makes the nicest music around right now. Her name is Faye Webster. Hello, Faye Webster.
Hello.
Have you heard that about you, that you make the nicest
music? No, that's such a nice compliment.
Yeah. I mean, how long have you been doing it? Haven't you been doing it since you were like in the womb? How when did you start?
I definitely started in like elementary school, but what? Like it was obviously bad, but I was definitely like performing and like just like playing in my bedroom type stuff.
Do you remember the first thing that you performed in front of people?
Yeah, I played at my fifth grade graduation, and I played that song that, Hannah Montana's dad wrote for her on the plane, on the barf bag.
Okay. How'd it go?
I don't even know what it's called. It was good. It was cool, I think. So long ago. But it was like, I only remember it because it was truly my first time like outside of my bedroom playing music.
So what do you play? The guitar? And did you start on the piano? Like what, where did
I
you
did leave? Start on the piano, but I feel like it was kind of just to like learn music. And then I mostly just play guitar now.
When did you write your first song?
Sometime in middle school.
Okay. What was it about?
It was about riding in a car.
Okay. I just talked to Johnny Marr, the guy from the Smiths, and
oh hell yeah, I play his guitar.
You play his guitar? Tell me about like what that is. Does he have his own guitar?
Yeah, he has his own guitar with Fender.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's sick. It's really, I mean, I kind of made my own guitar that I perform and I write with. Like I kind of just main that guitar, but I have so many guitars in my possession, and the Johnny Marr guitar is the only other one I'll really play.
That is so cool.
I like it because it makes me feel like a badass.
He is the best, right? Did you learn at school, or are you self-taught?
I'm mostly self-taught. I learned from my brother, who's older than me, and played and still plays guitar. But I also eventually took just like lessons where I would just like cover songs once a week and learn how to play a song.
Like once you like overcame the first part of learning how to do it, then you were like, oh my gosh, let me learn some songs. That's cool.
Exactly. That's really exactly how it went.
So I see a lot of your music videos have a certain tone, you know, and they look a little like professionally homemade. You know what I mean? Like from the vault of inside of your mind. And I wonder if you came up with those concepts or are you working with some other visual director? Like what's your music video story?
It's kind of both. I definitely have put in just like some work as just directing or figuring out what I wanted a visual to be for a music video, but also other people have. But if other people have, it's somebody that's very close to me and like that I really connect and get along with. So I feel like regardless of who it is, it's always like very personal. And I feel like maybe that's why it relates that way, which is cool. That's cool that you said that.
That's how it reached me. I was, and the immediate thought I had was like, I wonder if she's working with like, you know, a community of people, like a group, like her circle, or if she's like, this is what I want to do, boom, you know, because there's two different stylistic choices to that. You know, right. And I was just like, wow, you're so ahead of most people. When I saw that, I was like, okay, hold on. I Googled, I'm like, I was in high school when she was born. That's cool. All right. That's fine. At least maybe she was a baby when she heard all the good songs. That's good. All right.
I feel like collaborating with friends is very important. And it's also just like easier to get your idea across just because this person already knows you so well.
Yeah, and then so you're like a guitar buff, I think, because you have a lot of guitars, right? Is that the only instrument you have a lot of?
Honestly, it's the only instrument I own.
Nice. So then when you went to that Jimi Hendrix studio, you went there, right? Electric yes. Ladyland. Now that must have been like mind-blowingly awesome.
Yeah, it was very sick.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I just got asked to be a part of like the Spotify sessions that they've done. And there's some other really cool artists that did it, like Patti Smith and Japanese Breakfast. But yeah, it was like, it was crazy. And like being there, I feel like when I'm so overwhelmed, and when I'm just like getting this crazy opportunity to do something, I'm so normal at the moment. So I was just like operating very normal. But like the second I left up until still now, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like that was so crazy.
Yeah. After and I feel the like fact, I do that a back, lot. You look back and exactly. You're like, what just happened?
Exactly.
That's so cool. Okay. So you have an album out now. It's called I Know I'm Funny, Ha Ha. And all of the art. Now, are you behind all the art for that one? Or like?
Yeah, I work on everything with my brother. Awesome. All the way back to my self-titled. We've done everything together.
I love that. So tell me the story about this latest one. Because you, how many have you done? I lost track. I think it's 5 or 10. How many have you done?
I officially have 4.
Oh, okay, 4. All right, so this is the 4th one. So how did that come about? Like, tell me the story of its inception.
I don't know. I feel like every time I put out a record, it's kind of like it's pretty consistently like every other year. I feel like because I'll write and record, and then I'll tour, and then I'm back to writing and recording. But yeah, I never really think of it like, okay, I'm going into the studio and I'm making a record. It's really just like, oh, I have all these songs from the past year and a half. Like, they're already done. They're already recorded. Like, I guess let's make a record with it. Like, I don't really think of, like, the process is so different to me. But I kind of like it that way because I kind of just do it, like, in bits and pieces. So I feel like this new record is kind of just, like, just explains me very well the past 2 years. But yeah, really just like a collection of songs, I guess.
Do you consider yourself more of an in, like, on stage person, or a in the cave writing person? Like, what's your creative?
Definitely in, like, I can only really write in my house, like, in my safe space. I feel like it's the only time that I'm really comfortable to, like, fully express myself. So I kind of only write when I'm home.
I love that. I agree, because I just painted my safe space here in the studio since the quarantine. We've all been at home, and I just went back to the studio for the first time ever. And when I went there, I was so uncomfortable. Like, I'm like,
really?
The walls are too high. Like, look at how tall the ceilings are. Like, that's, it was, I get you. I understand where that's coming from. But you're on tour right now. So how's that going?
It was good. I've been back for maybe a week or 2 weeks. I don't even know anymore, but it was really sick. And I leave again, in February. So I have some time off, which is really nice, because I feel like I've only been touring for the past 4 or 5 months, but it was really fun. It was nice to, like, get back in the routine of touring, just because it was like such a weird concept to me the past couple of years. But after like 5 or 6 shows, it was like, okay, like, I'm back in it.
Well, what do you do now? Okay, so then what do you do when you're at home and not doing, like, do you do anything other than music? I'm sure you do. Like, what do you do when you're not working?
I do everything but music.
I noticed there were a lot of plants in one of your spaces on Zoom. I did an interview, and I was wondering if that was your house or a place where you did music. And now I think it's those are the same place.
So yeah, it is my house.
You have some cool plants back there. Good for you. Thanks, with the green thumb.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of just, when I do play music, like, I'll record records in the studio, but I kind of just write and make shitty demos at my house. I feel like that's kind of all I really need to do. But yeah, I definitely like to come home and not even think about music or play music.
So what do you do then?
Play a lot of games, video games, or...
What's your favorite video game?
Perhaps Rocket League.
Rocket League, is that an online thing that other people can play you with?
It is. It's cross-platform.
So do you have a handle that you tell people?
I think it's just my name.
So we can play
you? I think
you?
When you add somebody, you might have to, like, type in, like, a really long thing. Maybe not.
I don't know how any of that works, but that would be really cool to play a game with you.
Yeah, that one's pretty fun.
I don't know how that would be most for of my you, hours. Though, like, I don't know how that would be for you, though, because, like, you know, if you played with, like, fans of your music, it might, like, eliminate the whole getting away from it all thing.
I've definitely played with some people on Animal Crossing before.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fun.
That's cool. Me, myself, I'm a beekeeper. I've been learning how to.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Learn how to take honey from them without, you know, just I'll steal just a little bit of their honey. They can have.
Are they at your house?
They're about a mile away from my house. I live on the coast of California, between LA and Santa Barbara. Yeah, and so, like, I put the suit on and I use the smoker thing, and I usually have beeswax around me. I can show you, but not today.
Mail me some honey, just a little bit.
Next time you're here, I'll take you up there and you can see it for yourself. That's anytime so you want to go beekeeping, then we'll go up there.
Ooh, that's sick.
Okay, so it looks like, I don't know, on your Twitter, you may have released a new single from I Know I'm Funny, Haha. Did it happen?
I'm not even on Twitter. I don't know who runs that.
Oh.
Yeah, somebody on my management team. Wait, what is it? What was the song called?
Hold on a second. I'm going to look it up here. Because I saw it and I was like, hey, I don't know that song. What was it? It was you did the playlist and then there was Better Distractions, was it? That's the name.
Yeah, that's the first track on the record. And I think the second single from the record.
Which one's your favorite song on the record?
It changes a lot, but I really enjoy playing in a good way, like live with my band. I feel like that song's always been a really fun one. But I also do really like Better Distractions. I kind of put that first on the record for a reason, just because it's like that kind of sums me up the best if you were to put my record on and didn't know who I was.
I love that, Faye Webster. So I was going to ask you a corny question because you're from Atlanta and you're on Secretly Canadian. And I was going to say, are you secretly Canadian? Because your music really fits in with Canada.
Funny because Secretly Canadian isn't even from Canada.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're from Bloomington.
Oh, that's so funny. See, there's a lot I need to learn about this thing.
I do get that joke a lot. I feel like most artists on my label get that joke.
Ah, see, that's why I didn't do it. Okay, Faye Webster, I'm going to ask you one more question.
Cool.
But before I do, do you use social media and which one and how do we talk to you on it?
I will use only Instagram, and I don't really post unless I'm forced to post about my shows. It's very rarely I'll want to post something, and I don't okay, I'm on Instagram, like I run my Instagram, but I don't really use it like that. I don't know. I don't like social media, to answer your question, but
I love that answer. Yeah.
I have to use it because I'm running a business.
So if we
but
were
like, sometimes I'll see people's DMs, like, especially when I'm on tour and if people DM me and they're like, dang, I really wanted to come to the show tonight, but it's sold out. Like I'd be reading that stuff. I'd be getting out tickets, et cetera.
Okay.
But when I'm home, I definitely maybe not as much.
Yeah. That's part of the unplugging part of it, I would imagine.
Right.
All right, cool. Okay. So we are also going to play. You were in LA. I missed you by like 15 minutes in the
studio.
Yeah,
I remember.
But it was good because I learned I had a sinus infection. Dang, so I was like, I'm glad I did not. Okay, Faye Webster, your album is out. Everyone can get it. We're playing it here on 88.5 FM. Thank you for being here. I have one more question for you. Okay. I asked everybody this, and there is no right answer, but I wonder, would you rather get into a battle to the death with one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? A battle to the death. Which would you prefer?
Probably the duck sized horses.
The little
ones. I'm scared of big things. Like, I don't like airplanes or whales. So I think I would just be really scared of a giant duck. So I'd rather do the little ducks. Oh, but they wouldn't be ducks, they'd be horses.
Yeah, see, that's the twist.
But when you do that, when they're that small, it's kind of like the Yoshi level on Super Smash Brothers, where it really doesn't take anything to knock one out. You can knock five out at the same time. with the effort of knocking out the giant duck's toe.
That's true, but you have 100 of them at you at once.
That's all right.
You got to be doing a lot of smacking.
That's all right. That's my I'm locking it in. That's my family.
Okay. I like that answer. You know, that's the first time everyone thinks they can get behind the big duck and take him out. I don't think they realize the power of a duck-sized or horse-sized duck. You know, that's
yeah.
A big... All right. Well, thank you for playing. And Faye Webster, enjoy your time off. What are you going to do for the holidays real quick?
I'm going to go to Texas and visit my family.
Oh, heck yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Where don't bring your jacket or bring your jacket depending on where you go in Texas.
Yeah, I need to ask.
Yeah, you never know.
Ask what's up?
Global warming. All right, we will read your posts very randomly on the internet. And thank you for being on, Faye Webster.
Cool. Thank you so much.